Do I have the master key to Chick-fil-A? Does it work at Chick-fil-A?
You.
Come on, let's go. I'm ready for my nuggets.
Everyone makes mistakes, even veteran Chick-fil-A fans placing orders through the app. Has this ever happened to you? You place an order through the Chick-fil-A app and end up going to the wrong location to pick it up? Ugh. Well, that happened to a Tulsa pastor, but it turned out to be a happy accident. That sweet story is coming up on this episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast. Hey there, I'm your host, Allison Storm. I'm joined by Jim Mann. Jim, have you ever done that? Placed your order at the wrong location?
Well, I've never done that with the Chick-fil-A app because I'm in the zone when I'm ordering Chick-fil-A, so I know exactly what I'm doing. I've done it with other places like Starbucks and stuff, but I never really actually showed up at the wrong one. Once I realize I order it the wrong one, then I try to call and cancel it and all that kind of stuff. It's so embarrassing.
Oh, it's embarrassing and it's awkward and I ordered the kids' breakfast at Starbucks on the way to school and I put it in the wrong one and I had to drive way out of my way. I was so frustrated.
Oh, it's terrible.
But yeah, it can happen at Chick-fil-A. Of course, not to someone like you because you are a signature member now.
Yes, that is correct. I have reached the highest heights in the Chick-fil-A kingdom.
How does it feel?
I don't know if I'm really allowed to talk to you anymore.
Because I'm a lowly red status.
Yes, I might have to wait a little bit or a lot.
Man, I feel like I just hit red status and now they are dangling this other thing over my head.
Yes, I can't wait till platinum comes out or diamond, whatever it's going to be.
Well, I know you'll be there.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be one of the first.
Maybe it's a nugget. Nah, that should be the beginning.
Yeah, that should be the first one. Well, I do think you need to take notes today because we're going to be getting a major helping of encouragement from Tulsa pastor Paul Daugherty on why it's so important to choose joy and spread kindness, even when things get messed up.
Glad to be on here with you.
Thank you so much. Let's explain a little bit about what you do. You lead Victory Christian Center in Tulsa, which your parents founded in a former car dealership in 1981. That's amazing. Tell us about how the ministry has grown over the past 40 years.
Yeah, so right when they started it, it just took off. And I mean, within the first year, they had like 2,000 people coming every Sunday. And then within a few years, it became kind of the largest church in our city where, you know, close to 10,000 people a week were attending services. And so my mom and dad, they built this, you know, Bible college, Christian school, kindergarten through 12th grade, and then a camp that was about 40 miles out from our church in the wilderness called Camp Victory. And then later on in the 90s, my dad really had a heart for the poor part of our city in North Tulsa, which is about 15 miles from our main campus. And so he started going every like week. We would go on as a family on Friday nights. And we would set up a tent and we would just minister at like low income apartments. And my dad would preach, my mom would sing, me and my brother and sisters, we would do like a children's church service and we would pass out candy and toys and groceries to people. And then like within a couple years of doing that, someone gave us like 10 acres of land and asked if we would build a permanent like dream center on that property. And so that kind of birthed the Tulsa Dream Center, which has been around now for 20 years. And so all those different like entities grew over time. The school, the Christian school grew, the Bible college grew, the camp, the Dream Center, and the church. And then in 2009, my father passed away of cancer suddenly at age 57. And it was like super aggressive when we found out he had it. It was 2 months later that he, you know, passed away. And the night he passed away, I was working in the church. I was working in our college ministry. I was the college pastor, had just gotten married, just graduated from seminary and was on staff for about a year before my dad passed away. But my whole life I had learned and served in the ministry. I was kind of like an unpaid employee as a pastor's kid, you know, because pastor's kids always got to work in the church. And so, So the night he passed away, I felt this like stirring in my heart to get ready, and that the day was going to come very soon that I would take over the church. And I was the youngest of four siblings, and there was a lot of other people that probably easily could have stepped in and pastored our church. But sure enough, my dad never told me. He told our board that, you know, at some point when I reached a certain age that I would step in as the lead pastor of Victory. And they told me that probably a year later after he passed away. And so it was about 5 years after he died that I stepped in as pastor. And 2014 is when I started. And since then, our church, our Dream Center, Bible College, school, everything has continued to grow. God's been faithful. And we serve Chick-fil-A at our school and our Bible college every week. And we love Chick-fil-A. So.
Excellent. You're a man of God.
Well, we eat God's chicken. So, you know.
Let me step back a little here. I was having coffee with a mutual friend of ours, Tyler Reagan.
Oh, yeah. I love Tyler.
Yeah, we were having coffee. I just met him, actually. But we were having coffee in Atlanta. And on my way back from meeting with him, I was listening to a podcast, Donald Miller's Business Made Simple, and all of a sudden Tyler was on there. I thought, man, it's crazy. I was just meeting with him. And so he talked about his podcast. So I went on there and listened, and he had Chris Owen. I don't know if you know Chris Owen from Southeastern, but he's my brother-in-law. I thought, this is weird. So I listened to the next one, and it's some guy named Paul Daugherty. And a couple of days later, Allison goes, hey, we got this pastor we're going to put on the podcast. And it just happened to be you.
That's awesome.
So meant to be.
I know. And I was listening to yours. In fact, I listened to it again this morning. And you talk about a key that your dad gave you for your office.
That's right.
And then when you took over, you're so frustrated because you couldn't get any more keys. Can you just kind of, that's a sermon right there. Yeah. And it hit me right between the eyes. Can you just share that with us?
Yeah. So right before my dad passed, he gave me a key to my office. And I said, Dad, you know, can I get more keys? Because I was the janitor at the college I went to. And I had like 40 keys as a janitor at that college. And it was in Tulsa. It wasn't our Bible college. It was a different university. And so my dad laughed. He was like, no, all you need is one key. But I was like, Dad, please, you know, I just want access. And he was like, no, all you need is that key. Well, then he passed away. And every week I would find myself locked out of doors that I needed to get into. I would be locked out of the main auditorium. And I was a worship leader. And so I would want to go in there to practice the piano. And, you know, there's a really beautiful grand piano in our main auditorium. And I would want to go into certain rooms where I could just pray, but I was always locked out. And this one night, almost 2 years after my dad passed, I was really battling depression. Our church had lost thousands of people, and just kind of going through a really tough storm as a church because people were missing my dad. And so this one night, I'm locked outside the building. I try to call a security guard. He can't get me in. And he said, hey, I'm locking up doors at the Dream Center and at the camp. I won't be back to the main campus for another hour, so you'll just have to wait. So I start trying to break into our church. You know, I start trying to shimmy my credit card between the crack. I start trying to, you know, just yank on the door or, you know, bust the glass. And I'm hurting my hand. I'm hurting my body. And so anyways, finally, I just thought, you know what? I'm going to shove this little key I have into the door. And I'm going to wiggle it around and yank on the door, and maybe I can break in. And the whole time I'm outside the door thinking about the metaphor that I'm not just locked out of this door physically. I feel locked out of my calling. I feel locked out of, you know, being able to do the things my dad did. I didn't feel worthy enough. I was very insecure, felt like I would never measure up to him. And so being locked outside that door in that moment, I was thinking, you know, I'm locked out of the doors of Victory. And like, that's the name of our church, but I'm also locked out of the doors of Victory for my own life. Like, I just felt defeated, depressed, discouraged, and honestly, like a little bit suicidal in that moment. And because of how heavy our season was in that time, it was hard to bear. So I'm sitting outside that door crying, and I'm like yelling at heaven, looking up in the sky as if my dad can hear me. And I'm like, why didn't you give me the keys? You know? And I'm having this, like, I don't know, Shawshank Redemption moment where I'm like, it's raining. I'm staring, I'm looking at the sky, and I'm like, where were you? You know? And I'm yelling at my dad. And so then I just thought, you know what? I'm just going to shove this key in the door. And I did. And when I wiggled it around, it unlocked the door. And I was like, okay, that's weird. I walk in the building. I stick the same key in the choir room. It unlocks that door. I walk into, you know, our main auditorium thinking, okay, if it works on this door, then this changes everything. And I put it in that door. And that room intimidated me because my dad finally finished that room, that main auditorium, the year before he died. He built a 5,000-seat auditorium in a city that literally only has like 300,000 people in it. So it's not like Tulsa's Atlanta. We're not Houston, Texas. It's not like Joel Osteen country. And so that I couldn't believe we had this massive auditorium. And I go to unlock the door and all of a sudden it unlocks and I start crying. It dawns on me that I have the master key and that I've had the master key this whole time. And I go and I sit on the stage and it's as if like I'm looking up at heaven and I'm like, Dad, why didn't you tell me? And I can almost just see my dad in heaven going like, duh, you finally figured it out. Like you've had it all along. Why do you second guess yourself all the time? You know, and I was having this imaginary conversation with dad and God and sitting on the stage. And from that moment on, something shifted. I stopped feeling so insecure and so defeated. And I started winning the battle in my mind that I was going to live with victory from the inside out, that I was going to stop being such a pity party, you know, defeated, depressed, Eeyore type of personality, that I was going to start like speaking life and believing the best was yet to come. And so things shifted in our church and things got better. And so that key kind of was like my story of like, okay, I have the master key to victory, you know?
Wow. I'm glad I heard that for the third time now.
Has it finally sunk in, Jim?
So the key was a master key?
Yeah.
You've got four little kids, another one on the way.
Yes, number five.
I'm guessing Chick-fil-A is a pretty common occurrence in your home.
Oh my goodness. We eat Chick-fil-A like four times a week, and that's on like a normal week. On an abnormal week, it's like seven times a week. It's crazy. And I just started using the app literally like a month and a half ago. I'm not an app guy, but I finally started using it. So I have 900 and like 90 points, but it's
oh man, I hate to tell you this, but you missed out on a lot of free food. You could have been getting those rewards.
I know. Like seriously, someone should have told me about the app a couple years ago because we literally, and our church, we cater Chick-fil-A in as a church and school and like for our cafeteria for our kids like four times a week. So I'm like, I feel like I am a spokesman for Chick-fil-A in Tulsa. I always tell the Chick-fil-A managers, I'm like, you guys owe me a percentage because I am selling your chicken every day, everywhere I go.
Okay. Can I give you one little tip? Take the receipts from catering, even if you're not paying for it, and you can put them through your app and get the points for them.
Come on.
You'll be at, like, signature status in no time. I don't even think that's illegal, right? Right, Jim? It's like, that's okay.
I don't know, but you've had the Chick-fil-A key the whole time.
Do I have the master key to Chick-fil-A? Does it work
yes.
at Chick-fil-A?
You.
Come on, let's go. I'm ready for my nuggets.
Now, the other day you were at Chick-fil-A and
yes.
something got mixed up, but it turned out to be a reminder to
yes.
never underestimate your encouragement and kindness of people around you. So tell us what happened.
Okay, so we were having a birthday party for my three-year-old Mac, and we ordered a ton of Chick-fil-A, like a big party, you know, platter. And my wife is like, go pick it up. Well, I go to the one that we normally would go pick it up from, and I call her. I'm like, hey, it's not here. And she's like, what do you mean it's not there? I was like, it's not here. And she goes, well, which one are you at? I go, I'm at the one on Memorial. She goes, oh, I ordered it from Tulsa Hills. And I was like, oh my goodness, which is like 30 miles away. My son's birthday is about to start in 15 minutes. She's like, we don't have time. What can they do? And so I look at, you know, the manager, Tyrone, who I had gone to college with 15 years ago. And I was like, Tyrone, what can you do? And he goes, bro, I got you. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, give me 5 minutes and I'll have it all set for you. And literally within 5 minutes, Tyrone just totally like took the same order that I would have gotten at that other place, made it happen in 5 minutes, called the other place, canceled the order there. So we didn't have to pay, you know, twice. And then like hooked us up with a bunch of extra stuff. And he goes, you know, you were there for me when my father was really sick, and you may not remember this, but you came and you encouraged me, you prayed for me, and you spoke life into me when I was going through a really depressing season and I was feeling down and discouraged. And I had totally forgotten about this, but I was like, Tyrone, I remember that. Now that you're saying it, I do remember that moment, but I had totally forgotten until he said it. And he goes, well, he's like, I'm just paying it forward. Thanks for doing that. Here you go. And I was able to get to my son's birthday in time, and we had Chick-fil-A, and everybody was happy. We had plenty of sauce, plenty of nuggets. But yeah, it was a good reminder that, you know, never forget those, never underestimate those little moments of kindness and encouragement. Because someday that will come back to you.
And that could have been on your app, man.
That could have been on my app.
I could just picture Tyrone smiling calmly and saying, my pleasure.
He was, yes. Yes. And I have gotten into a thank you, my pleasure, like attack with some of the employees. Because I will say thank you. They say my pleasure. And I'm like, no. Thank you. And they're like, my pleasure. And I'm like, no, it's my pleasure. And like,
they can't stop.
I just test them to see how far they can go. And then I try to switch it up on them. And, you know, they get a little confused, but it's good.
Yes. And you just gun it in the drive through and shout, my pleasure, as you drive away. And then they can never get you back.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, I will have the final say.
Speaking of that, I know you love Chick-fil-A the most, but you're also a McDonald's fan. I mean, what?
Okay,
you have that app on your phone. I know you're a grown up. You shouldn't have to explain yourself. But when we come back from this quick break, we're going to need you to explain yourself. We'll be right back. Stick around.
Okay.
Okay, guys, time to share a few more of our recent podcast reviews from Apple Podcasts. Lauren's 5-star review reads, you think Chick-fil-A is good? Wait till you listen to this podcast. Aw, thanks, Lauren. Jen07 wrote, best podcast ever. Love the podcast. Laid back, funny, and interesting. Yaya Morna gave us 5 stars as well and says, I don't normally listen to podcasts, but I found this entertaining and fun to listen to. All right, let me share one more. Sarah K6 writes, love CFA and this podcast. Wow, you guys are so kind. Reviews really help more listeners find us, so thanks for taking the time to do that. And if you haven't rated and reviewed us, it takes just a minute. And we might just share yours on an upcoming episode. Head to our show page on Apple Podcasts. Click See All right there next to Ratings and Reviews. Then click Write a Review. Don't forget to mention how much you love Jim. He actually prints those out and puts them on his refrigerator for his kids to see. No joke. Thanks for your help, guys.
Well, welcome back. We are talking to Pastor Paul Daugherty. He and his wife, Ashley, the lovely Ashley, are lead pastors at Victory Church in Tulsa, Oklahoma. They got 4.9 kids. Well, you have 5 kids. You just haven't been able to hold that last one. Your wife is holding the last one. And you've had 5 books. We've got albums. You've got a podcast called Learning to Lead. You've written worship songs that are on other albums. You're working on your master's. You got your church not only is a large church, you've got the Bible college, you got the school, you got the camp, the Dream Center. Is this just a part-time job for you? Or?
Everything just revolves around Chick-fil-A.
Oh, okay. That's your full-time job.
Yes.
Do you have time to be talking to us right now?
I do. I am honored to be with you guys. Thanks for letting me come.
Even though you do have the McDonald's app on your phone.
Okay, so you did some digging and you found that. But yes, here's what happened. My friend told me that you can get the app and every now and then you get some free French fries. Well, I like the only thing I like at McDonald's is the French fries. So, and the barbecue sauce. I do like the barbecue sauce since I was a kid. So I put the app on recently and I went there and I was getting some barbecue sauce, not with French fries, just by itself. And they were like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm just getting some barbecue sauce for later. And they're like, for what? I was like, it's none of your business. Stop asking me. But I do feel like McDonald's doesn't even come close to Chick-fil-A. And Chick-fil-A sauce is so much better than McDonald's. So don't worry, I'm not cheating.
I thought it was hilarious, though, that it made it into one of your sermons recently. But it was funny to me because it your story stars a disgruntled McDonald's employee, which is pretty common when you go to McDonald's, right?
Yes, literally. Like, the lady was so mad at me. She was like, "Why do you like our sauce?" I was like, "Do you not?" She was like, "No, I hate everything here." And I was like, "Wait, you're supposed to be loving it, right?" And she's like, not laughing at me. I'm like, "Come on, loving it, you know?" And she's like, "Just leave." And in my mind, I'm like, I would never experience this at Chick-fil-A because people love their stuff there. You got to love where you work and you got to love your food.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
I had to go to McDonald's the other day, yesterday, to get some gift cards. They were out of gift cards.
I'm surprised they were out of gift cards.
And you didn't get the ice cream either, right?
Yeah, the ice cream machine never works there.
I drove up once, not to bash them, but I drove up once and I never saw the face of the person at the window because they were yakking to a other employee and just handing me stuff and then shut the window. I never saw their face. That's kind of rude. Anyway, that's enough about that. Let's move on with good stuff. But right now, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, it's Food for Thought with Pastor Paul. How many people call you Dartery?
A lot of people. But you can just call me Darty, Doherty, whatever you want to say.
Paul.
Yeah, Paul. How about that? There you go.
We'll be right back.
Throwing your little nugget a Chick-fil-A themed party? We can help. Head to ChickfilAPodcast.com and snag the free printables on the homepage. Our friend Megan Taylor of All She Wrote Notes created two beautiful downloadable calligraphy prints just for you when you sign up for our email list. Then head to our fan shop. Pick up some cow print balloons, gift bags, a kid's tee, your baby bib, all the goodies you need to give your party the special sauce. Again, that's ChickfilAPodcast.com. And don't forget to tag us in your party photos. We can't wait to see your little nugget.
Welcome back. It's time for Food for Thought. Paul, answer these 10 questions quicker than a trip to the Chick-fil-A drive-thru. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right. What's your favorite sauce?
Chick-fil-A sauce.
What celebrity would you like to eat nuggets with?
Let's go with Jim Carrey.
Oh, that would be funny. Huh? If you worked at a Chick-fil-A, what job would you like to do?
I probably like working outside, right there where people pull up, talking to them.
Yes. What's your favorite milkshake flavor?
Chocolate.
If you could only order one menu item the rest of your life, what would it be?
Chick-fil-A sandwich, no pickles.
Ah, no pickles. It's terrible. What menu item have you never tried?
Probably the grilled chicken sandwich.
Have you ever dressed up like a cow to get free chicken?
No.
You've got people to do that for you, anyway.
No.
How many points do you have on your Chick-fil-A rewards?
Okay, I'm pretty sure I think it's 955 or 995.
Let's move on. How many nuggets do you think you can eat in one sitting?
In one sitting, I could probably do like 50.
Wow. Team nuggets or team strips?
No, nuggets all the way.
I knew it.
Nice. No pickles, though. You know how hard Truett Cathy worked to find the perfect ratio of pickles, right?
No, I do not like the pickles. I like a Chick-fil-A sandwich with mayonnaise and a little bit of Chick-fil-A sauce.
What? Oh, interesting.
No pickles. And I'll get the breakfast. I'll get those little chicken minis, and I'll do mayonnaise and Chick-fil-A sauce. That's the only way to go.
Wow. Interesting. Well, Paul, you seem to be working on some really cool projects right now. Tell us about some of your favorite things you've got irons in the fire.
Yes. So I have been writing songs a lot lately and just released something called The Bold Project. These are three songs that are like rock and roll type of praise and worship songs that I wrote with a couple of my friends. I used to have like a rock band when I was in high school, and we were kind of like Switchfoot, but not as famous as Switchfoot. And and so I laid it down when I became pastor. I totally like gave up on the whole like, you know, band thing. But here during the pandemic, it was like the songwriting started stirring again. All those band guys go to church with me, and so I was like, let's start writing songs with worship. And so we wrote that, released that, and then we're getting ready to release another project in August of like 20 songs that I helped write, and they're all like worshipful songs, very much like Maverick City, Elevation Worship, that same style, same flow. In fact, the same guy who produced that for them is producing this for us. So I'm really pumped about that. Excited for those songs to come out in August.
Wow. That's good stuff. Yeah, I was involved in music myself, so my heart's pounding right now.
Nice.
I'm good, though.
What did you play, Jim? Your bass?
Bass guitar. How's that? You were familiar with Carpenter's Home Church in Lakeland?
That sounds familiar.
Oh, yeah, it's a little 10,000-seater. I don't want to brag.
Hey, there you go. Come on. Florida always has the big churches, man.
I know.
It was big ones.
It was huge. That's back in the 80s and 90s. But
Jim's glory days.
My glory days. And from that point on, I didn't do anything since then.
But back to Paul. What's the best way people can connect with you?
Oh, man. I'd say Instagram, Facebook, or they can just go to our website, victory.com, and find, the messages, the music right there. If they want to connect with me personally, Instagram is probably the best spot to do that.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We had so much fun.
Yes. Thanks for having me. Loved being with y'all.
You're supposed to say my pleasure, but that's okay.
Hold on. Do it again. Give me another chance. Come on, please. All right.
Thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Yes.
Love it. Well, if you enjoyed today's show, please do what a Chick-fil-A team member would do. Politely pass this goodness on to a friend. Take a screenshot, share it on social media, and help us spread the word. Also, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, can you do me a quick favor? Pick up your phone, hit those 5 stars, and leave a review. We love reading them, and we'd love to read yours. Until next time, stay tender and saucy, my friends.
Special thanks to our sound engineer, me, and our co-host, also me. This episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, was written and produced by Allison Storm, but it was edited by me. For more information about me, visit manmadeproductions.com. That's man with two N's, madeproductions.com.